Lebanon has witnessed a day of deadly violence. At least seven Lebanese soldiers have been killed in the country's east. Military sources say that soldiers were killed when gunmen ambushed them in Talat al-Hamra in Ras Baalbek, near Lebanon's border with Syria. No group has yet claimed responsibility, but similar attacks in the past were carried out by terrorist groups fighting against the Syrian government. Over the past years, Lebanon has been suffering from a spillover from Syria that has left dozens dead and many more injured. From Beirut, Lamis Karut joins us. She's our correspondent to tell us more about this. Lamis, it's unfortunate for the army at this point. What can you tell us, and has there been any claim of responsibility yet?
Yes, well, as you said, at least seven Lebanese army men have been killed during an ambush between terrorists against the Lebanese army. What local media sources are saying is that the army lost contact with seven Lebanese army troops following an ambush by these terrorist groups. So it's most likely that all the army men that were present have passed away. Now, you do know that no one has claimed responsibility, but it might be linked to the story we heard earlier today, in which the Lebanese army actually detained ISIL leaders Abu Bakr Baghdadi's wife and the son near the Syrian border, at the Syrian border. So this actually might be linked to ISIL. And people here in Lebanon that do believe that's most likely the so-called ISIL who did commit this attack. If not, then al-Nusra Front or forces loyal to al-Nusra Front who are operating here in Lebanon. And as you know, this isn't something very new. We've had multiple clashes in the past between the Lebanese army and these terrorist groups, specifically in the town of Irsal near the Syrian border. It's a very heated region. As you know, there are multiple Lebanese army men and Lebanese policemen who are currently being held or who are abducted, I must say, who are being abducted by these terrorist groups. And as you know, we continue to hear about negotiations between the Qataris and the Lebanese officials, but these negotiations unfortunately have gone nowhere. We do have still Lebanese personnel who are held hostage with these Takfiri groups, and unfortunately we continue to hear of these families protesting, blocking roads, etc. So in regards to this story, it's a very fresh story. It remains to be seen whether or not we're going to continue to see clashes between the Lebanese army and these Takfiri groups who are near the Syrian border throughout the night. And at the same time, it's a very heated situation for the Lebanese army now, and the Lebanese army really has a lot on its plate. And yes, it's definitely one of the signs of the Syrian spillover that Lebanon is currently enduring today.
Thank you very much. Lamis Karut there, talking to us from Beirut.